much for joining us this morning. I know some people are nibbling on their breakfast, having coffee. It's a nice, relaxing morning on this Monday morning here at the State Fair. It is Seniors Day. Did some of you take advantage of that $13 admission fee? Very nice. Yes, proudly. Raise your hand. 65 and older get in for $13 here at the Minnesota State Fair today on Senior Day. We are joined right now by someone who can help seniors if they are experiencing any pain as you walk around the State Fair and do everything that you do here on the Great Minnesota Get-Together or in your daily life. Joining us here on the stage here at the WCCO Radio Building is Dr. Andrew Will from the Twin Cities Pain Clinic. He started the pain clinic 20 years ago. You've got 6 locations now. Tell us a little bit, Dr. Will, about some of the more common things that seniors face as far as pain, and how do you treat them?
Certainly back pain is one of the most common things we all face, and seniors don't escape that. And, of course, the joints start to wear out, and you get hip and knee pains, and now shoulder pain also. So it creeps all over.
Yeah, and you could be 55 like me and still feel some pains coming in.
And I'm 55 right there with you, so I hear you.
When do you know when it's something that you need to go see a doctor? Because I think sometimes there's some normal aches and pains, but when does it get to the point where you're like, I really gotta get this checked out?
Right. Usually when pain is persistent, if it starts to go beyond a month or two, and it's or if it's a pain that's getting worse. Then if it starts to interfere with your daily activities, that's when it's a good time to go see a doctor.
I think people know this, are more active than ever before. They're healthier. They're playing pickleball. They're running. They're doing so. Are you all doing this? I'm sure so many are very active seniors, but it can lead to injuries. It can lead to pain. Are you seeing that in your pain clinic, Twin Cities Pain Clinic, where more people are coming to you because they're so active?
They are. I mean, expectations are increasing. We're all living longer. We mourn the loss of Bob Barker, but I know he's a great example of someone who's lived a full life at 99, and we all aspire to have such a full life and be so active. I know my own father's out fishing right now, and he's 88, and so people, and actually both of my mother and father-in-law both got injuries from pickleball, and they're in their late 70s now, so I know that's one of the fastest growing areas of injuries with pickleball.
It's so true. How many of you in the crowd here play pickleball? Anybody? It's yeah, some applause here. Yes, very nice. Not many pickleball players over here. Okay, Kevin, one of our sales guys is saying he does. It can be a very dangerous sport, just injury-wise. What's your biggest advice as seniors come today for Seniors Day, navigating the fair, navigating their daily lives to try to steer away from pain?
You know, pace yourself, and when you're out and about, especially at the State Fair, and it's great to be here, this is perfect weather today, stay hydrated and take rests when you have to. I know some people might even be at home contemplating whether or not, you know, they have the energy to do this, and I would say, you know, just do everything in installments. You don't have to be on your feet continuously. Take breaks and know your limits, but wear comfortable shoes.
Comfortable shoes. Those are key. None of the fancy high heels anymore.
No.
It's just comfortable shoes for me. I know. Yeah, right? How about some applause for comfortable shoes? Oh, I like those shoes. Those are great. Yeah, you got to, especially when you're navigating the fair. What I think is really interesting, too, with what you're doing at the Twin Cities Pain Clinic is some of the treatments that you're using. Can you tell us about some of the unique things real quickly about what you're doing at the Twin Cities Pain Clinic?
Right. People are probably familiar with this common things like steroid injections and such, but we do some unique things where we can numb up joints in your back using radio frequency. And now there's even a newer one in the last 2 years that we can numb up the bones of your back, the vertebrae themselves. I had a patient who had a work injury, and I didn't think anything would ever help him. He'd been struggling with that for years. And when this procedure became available, we did it, and he's had 100% relief of his pain with a procedure called Intracept. And it's the most fun visits I have when they come back and tell me that. And he said he was out playing ball with his son after that.
You're making an impact. You're making a difference, for sure.
Yeah.
Dr. Will, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. And also, we appreciate the fact that you, Twin Cities Pain Clinic is helping bring our State Fair broadcast today on this Senior Day. And good luck. Where are you headed to next?
Headed right out here into the fair.
What's your first? Any food?
The French toast bites. I'm going to check those out.
They're really good.
I'm a breakfast person, so.
I think we all are as morning people. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vanita.
Dr. Andrew Will, Twin Cities Pain Clinic. It is senior day at the fair, and thanks to the Twin Cities Pain Clinic for bringing you our state fair broadcast. Coming up next.